Welcome to the Lifehouse Message Podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe to this so that you can get all the latest messages. We hope that you are inspired, empowered, and encouraged by the message today. Let's enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to this message. I'm Felix from Lifehouse Tokyo, and I'm so excited to share with you today. So, before we start, I want to start off with a question. Do you guys prefer to shower in the morning or in the evening? How about brushing your teeth? Do you guys prefer to brush your teeth in the morning or in the evening? I think we can all agree those are amazing habits, and if you haven't implemented them in your life, I really hope you do. But what I want to talk today is another habit. And you see, brushing your teeth, it's a winning habit. And taking a shower, it's a winning habit. And since we're in this month of April talking about winning habits, I want to share another winning habit with you today. And this habit is called hearing the voice of God. Come on. Guys, did you know that God wants to speak to you? God wants to speak into your life. He wants to help you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And this is what we're going to talk about today. And so, in our story of the Bible today, we look at a young boy named Samuel. And what actually happens in the story is that Samuel literally, he physically hears the voice of God, the audible voice. Now, I think you might be listening to this and thinking, well, that's not how I hear the voice of God. And I totally agree with you. For me, it's the same. I don't hear the audible voice of God. But God speaks to me every single day. And so let me tell you how. And so let's start off by reading this scripture and get into our story in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. It says, "The Lamb of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, 'Samuel!' 'Yes,' Samuel replied. 'What is it?' And so, to give you a little bit of background about Samuel and this story, what is actually happening is that Samuel is a young boy and he grew up living in the temple all his life. So ever since he was young, he was growing up in the temple of God. And in this story, he is actually sleeping, and God wakes him in his sleep. And he says, 'Samuel.' Isn't that amazing, guys? And so maybe some things we can know about Samuel is that as he was growing up, there weren't probably too many people around. You know, he was in the temple and serving God faithfully. And what I really like to imagine is that maybe even if Samuel couldn't do the biggest tasks, I believe he was faithful with what he was given, and God met him exactly where he was. And so here God calls his name in the middle of the night, and I just love that so much. So I want to ask you, did you know that God knows your name? Did you know that God knows you, that he knows where to find you, that just like Samuel, God wants to meet you exactly where you are? And that's my first point for today, actually. God knows you by your name. Isn't that amazing, guys? And there's this scripture in John 10:14 that I really love. So let's read it together. It says, "I am the good shepherd," Jesus talking here. "I know my sheep and they know me." Wow. So Jesus is telling us he is the shepherd. We are the sheep. And I kind of got curious, so I actually went and looked it up. And what I found out is that sheep, by hearing the voice of their shepherd over and over and over again, they start to recognize the voice of their shepherd. Isn't that amazing? And so, with Jesus, it's the same. If we listen to his voice day after day after day, and if we build a habit, we start to recognize the voice of our shepherd. And so, I want to ask you, do you know the voice of Jesus? Do you know God who wants to speak to you? Because Jesus came to this earth because he loved you. He went to the cross and died for you. He took all our sins, our mistakes on himself and died for us. But it didn't end there. On the third day, he came back to life. He's a living God. And he wants to have a relationship with you. Come on. Isn't that great? Let's give God some praise. And so, if God wants to have a relationship with you, and if you want that, I think I wanted that when I heard that for the first time, and kind of thinking back about relationships and how I wanted to have close friends back in high school, it kind of made me think. Because I discovered that my close relationships, they didn't happen overnight. It was more of a, hey, meeting my friend again and again, and going to school, my friend was like, hey Felix, what's up, how are you doing? And then the next day I came to school again, and my friend was like, hey Felix, what did you do yesterday? And maybe the week after we talk, and he's like, hey Felix, what did you do last weekend? You doing good? And I really want to encourage you, when we open our Bible, God is saying your name. He's saying, hey Felix, I want to speak to you. So God wants to speak to you guys, and He knows you by your name. Isn't that amazing? And if we look at our story right here, we see Samuel in his bedroom, sleeping, and God meets him exactly where he was, and he says, Samuel. So let's read the story, and let's continue reading from verse 4-7. It says, suddenly the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes? Yes, Samuel replied. What is it? He got up and he ran to Eli. Who was Eli? So Eli was actually probably the closest person to Samuel. They were living together in the temple, and Eli was the current high priest at that time. And honestly, Eli probably would have been to Samuel someone like a father. And so as Samuel runs to Eli, what is Eli gonna say? Samuel says, here I am. Did you call me? And in the middle of the night, Eli is like, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And so Samuel did. But then, verse 6, the Lord called out again, Samuel. And again, Samuel's like, hello? He got up and he went to Eli and he says, here I am. Did you call me? And again, Eli says, I didn't call you, son. In the middle of the night. And so he says, go back to bed. And then verse 7, it says this. Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never heard a message from the Lord before. Through this we know that this was the first time that God was actually speaking to Samuel. Isn't that exciting? And so I was wondering, don't you also want to know, what does the voice of God sound like? The audible voice. And do you think it was maybe like a Samuel? Or do you think it was maybe like German pronunciation? Do you think it was like Samuel? Or was it maybe Samuel? I don't know. But what we know from this story is that it wasn't weird. It wasn't scary. It sounded familiar to Samuel. And I really like to think, what if Eli was this father figure to Eli, to Samuel? What if Eli sounded like the voice of the father, and Samuel hearing God speak to him in the middle of the night, it sounded like a father speaking to his son? Isn't that great? Isn't that the voice of God for our lives? Comforting, heart to heart, saying, hey son, I love you. I'm proud of you. I want to speak to you. And maybe at times even maybe correcting and saying, hey son, this is the way to go. And so I believe that God wants to speak to you in the same way, in a way that you can relate, in a way that you can understand. And I believe for this message today, we're all going to get closer to hearing God's voice together. And so, what voice do you hear when it gets tough? What is the voice that you hear when you need to make decisions, you face maybe tough situations? Who do you run to? And I've been thinking about that a lot, and it came to my mind that there's probably two voices in our lives other than the voice of God. First one, probably being positive voices. So what I'm talking about here is like family, friends, people that lift you up in times where you maybe feel down, or even maybe your boss or teacher saying, hey, well done, good job. And when I hear that, I feel happy, I feel great, and those voices are great. But you know what? Living my lives and living for that voice, for those kind of voices, is great, but after a little while, it starts to feel empty. And if you live for that, let me tell you, I know what it means, and I want to talk about that later, but if you live for those positive voices, you will end up becoming a people pleaser. God wants to speak to you. And so if we're not listening to the positive voices, what is the other group of voices? Simply put, negative voices. Negative voices like maybe you being too harsh with yourself, saying you're never going to be good enough, or the devil trying to lie and telling you, you can't do this. You're not a son of God. Who are you even? Or maybe even negative voices on social media trying to put you down. And I think we can all agree those voices, they make you doubt yourself, doubt others, doubt God. And maybe think about it. Is that really true? Well, Samuel, in this story right here, he hears the voice of God for the first time. And what we know is that the voice of God is a good voice. And so my question to you, my second point today, what is the biggest voice in your life? Maybe think about it. It says this in Matthew 4, verse 4. But Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Wow, I love this scripture so much. And Jesus is talking here about bread. I'm from Germany. We eat a lot of bread. And I love food. Do you like eating? I love eating so much. And especially here in Japan as well, we got some sushi, we got some ramen. And let me tell you, I love me my ramen. But if I stop eating, if I don't eat, what happens to my body? I start feeling weak. I start to starve. I even get hangry at others. And I don't know if you can relate, but we think and we eat and we put so much effort in that, but what about our spirit? Well, Jesus is saying in this scripture that the word of God is the food for our spirit. And so, going back to what I said earlier, the voice of others, if we try to fill our spirit with that, you will realize very quick, after a little while, it starts feeling empty and dry. But only the voice of Jesus, only the voice of Jesus can fill our spirit. Isn't that amazing? And so I'm telling you all of this right now, and I can tell you Jesus filled my spirit, but honestly, it wasn't always like that. As I grew up, as I didn't know Jesus, I can tell you I lived my life hearing and listening to the voice of others, and I always thought I'm not good enough. I thought people need to actually see me and think of me and say, oh, Felix, you're actually doing good. And I always care about how I look, how others think about me. And I didn't have any confidence, to be honest. I could have never spoken this message right here. And living my life this way, listening to the voices of others, just felt empty and honestly tiring. And maybe you're listening to this message today and you feel similar. Maybe you feel like, I don't have confidence. Or maybe you feel like, I don't feel like I'm good enough. But let me tell you, God doesn't see you that way. God sees you as a son, as a daughter, and he's saying, you are good enough. And when I started listening to God's voice, every day by day, it was like God speaking to my life saying, hey, Felix, I'm proud of you. Hey, Felix, I believe in you. Hey, Felix, I have a great future for you. Hey, Felix, be bold and be courageous. And by the time I realized I was living my life, making God the biggest voice in my life, and so much changed. God gave me real confidence. God gave me real hope. And more than anything, God gave me joy. And this joy, I wouldn't give it away for anything else, because it's what makes me wake up every morning and ask God, what do you speak to me today? And so, what was the biggest voice in Samuel's life? Let's read about it together. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. So the Lord called a third time. So by this time, Samuel's been like going back to sleep two times, and the Lord keeps calling him. And once more, Samuel got up and went to Eli. And so third time being now, he's like, here I am. Did you call me? And then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, actually, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And so Samuel did that. He went back to bed. And then the Lord came and called as before. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. Well, I love this so much, because reading this, we see, fact is, up until now, Eli, who Samuel ran to, he was the biggest lie. the biggest voice in the life of Samuel. But after this point is where Samuel hears from God for the first time. And you could argue Eli was the biggest voice in Samuel's life because that was the only person he knew. But like I said before, what if to Samuel, the voice of God sounded like the voice of a father? And that's why Samuel actually ran to Eli. I think this is so exciting, and you can also start your journey hearing God's voice today. And here actually Samuel's journey starts. And so what does this journey look like? Well, let's read about it together in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 to 20. This is what happens as Samuel grows up. It says, as Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said proved to be reliable. And all Israel, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. Come on, what a journey full of purpose. And that's my third point, guys. God's word, God's voice leads us to a life full of purpose. Samuel, who was just a young boy at the beginning of a story, he hears the voice of God and he becomes this king-raising, country-leading man of God, giving prophecies and warnings over Israel, and he becomes this huge character in the Bible. And so how about you? Don't you also want to live that life? If you live this earth tomorrow or in a couple of years, what do you want people to say of you? What legacy do you want to leave behind? I think that's such a big question, and I like to think about that a lot because God filled my life with purpose. And when we listen to his voice, which leads us to purpose, this is what happens in Luke 24, verse 32. It says, they said to each other, didn't our hearts burn within us as he, Jesus, talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us? Didn't our hearts burn? Didn't our hearts burn as Jesus was talking to us, as we heard about the voice of God? And I told you before, I don't hear the audible voice of God, but what I feel every day as I open my Bible is God burning in my heart, is God saying, hey, Felix, keep going. Hey, Felix, I'm proud of you. Hey, Felix, go and do this. And every time I do that, I feel this sensation in my heart that there is something bigger, that there's a purpose for my life, that there is joy and hope for me, and you can have this hope too. And so what I want to finish with is some practical steps, how you can hear the voice of God every day by listening to him over and over again. And so how can I hear the voice of God? This is what's going to help you build this winning habit. First point, read from your Bible. I know as Christians and living in at this time, we're so blessed with many Christian books and study guides and so many things. And that's all great, but let's read from the Bible, because journaling, hearing God's voice, is directly hearing from God. God wants to speak directly to you in a way that only you can understand, just like he spoke to Samuel. And so, second point, take it easy. Building habits is a lot about consistency, and I notice if I try to build habits and I try to be too harsh on myself, putting pressure on myself, saying, oh, I missed today and it's never going to be enough, it doesn't work like that. And so take it easy. Don't make it too complicated. Don't make it too confusing. What really helped me was my first month of journaling in the Blue Book, and you can check it out, and it's just one verse every day. And it's simple, but it's powerful. Or what you could also do is just get the Bible app, and there's the Bible verse of the day, and you can journal from that. And once you feel comfortable, well, now comes my third step. Choose one book of the Bible and read through it day by day, little by little. And so you may be thinking now, well, how long should I read then? Or when should I stop? And I would say with that as well, make it simple. When you read God's word, and you pray and say, God, speak to me, and you read, maybe there's this one thing where you feel like, oh, okay, I feel like God is speaking that to me right now. Or maybe you feel like, oh, I feel like this is important for me today. Or wait, hold on. What did it just say there? God has a hope and a future for me. I want that. If you read God's word and you feel like, I want that, I want to know more, I feel like this is for me, then my last step is write it down. Write it down. Take a note. I'm human. You're human. We're all human and we forget. And so what we can do in this time of age is just take a note and write it down. And I can tell you so many times have I went back to what God spoke to me a year before or 2 years ago before, and it lifted me so much. It led me back to purpose because His voice does it in our lives. And so to just sum up this whole message with you before we pray today, really quickly, God wants to speak to you. He calls you by your name. So make sure to make Him the biggest voice in your life. And I can guarantee you, He will lead you to a life of purpose. He will lead you to a life of purpose like He did for Samuel, like He did for me. And as you read His word, you will feel the same sensation saying, didn't our hearts burn as Jesus was talking to us? And so God wants to speak to you. Come on. And so as we finish, I want to pray for two groups of people. First group, maybe you have listened to this message to this point and you feel dry, or maybe there's an area in your life where you don't feel hope. I can guarantee you, God wants to speak in every area of your life. Like I said before, He knows your situation. He knows what you're going through. And what I want to do now is pray for you. And if that's you, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for everyone listening to this message. And I pray if there's anyone who is dry, anyone who is in need, I pray that you would touch them right now, that you would fill them with your word, that you would speak to them in a way that they would understand, and that you would bless us and help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on. And so the last group of people I want to pray for is, if you listen to this message and if you don't know the voice of Jesus, if you maybe heard the first time of Jesus and you're saying, I want to know that. I want to know Jesus. I want to live a life full of purpose. I want God to speak to me. Well, let me tell you, you need Jesus. And like I said before, all you're gonna know is that Jesus loves you, that He knows you by your name, that He came to this earth 2,000 years ago and died for you. But it didn't end there because He came back to life. He's a living God and He wants to have a relationship with you. And if that's you, if you want to believe in Jesus, or if you want to come back to God, I'm going to count down from 3. And when I say now, if that's you, make that decision in your heart. Are you ready? 1, God loves you. 2, open your heart. 3, now, come on. God, thank you so much for every person that made this decision. I pray that you would come into their lives, that you forgive their sins, that you would take away anything they don't need, and that you would fill them with your love, joy, and peace. I'm so excited that their journey starts with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on. Are you guys enjoying the series of winning habits? We have some more messages coming up, so make sure you stay with us, check him out, and if you missed some of those previous weeks, you can check it out on YouTube. Have an amazing week. See ya.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that God was able to speak to you through the message. If you consider Lifehouse your church home, or if you were blessed by these messages, then why not consider generously supporting us? Simply go to mylifehouse.com/give and find the giving way that works best for you. Have a blessed day, and we'll catch you all next time.